Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6 brought to you by Sleep Number. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, inside TCO Studios at Winter Park. It's a playoff week, lots of work to get to, so let's get started. Question number one comes from Jeff in Sacramento. What's different about the Saints since the week one meeting? No question about it. The biggest difference about this Saints team is how they deploy their running backs. If you remember in week one, the Saints had not only Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram, but also Adrian Peterson. That was the big storyline going into that week one meeting. The Vikings, of course, got the better of Peterson and the Saints, and they won the game. But now, the Saints are doing a much better job with Kamara and Ingram. In fact, those two running backs, 25 touchdowns and 3,000 yards combined this season. They're going to be a beast on Sunday. Josiah from Duluth has question number two. How can the Vikings stop the Saints' running game while still stopping Drew Brees? That is probably topic number one for the Vikings' defense this week. The Saints are good in both facets of their offense, but the Vikings have been good stopping the run all season, so I'm not overly concerned about stopping the run, even though it will be a big challenge. What's more of a concern is, can the Vikings get to Drew Brees with four pass rushers so they can drop seven into coverage? If the Vikings can stop the run and pressure Brees with four, they're going to be in good shape. Liam in Blaine, Minnesota has the next question. The Saints looked powerful yesterday. Any weaknesses they have at this point of the season? How do we beat them? Well, the Saints won their division and they are in the divisional round of the playoffs, so not many weaknesses on this roster. But if there are a couple of things to keep in mind, it is this. They lost their left guard to an injury against the Carolina Panthers, so they're going to have to replace him. The Vikings, of course, are very good up front, so that could be a matchup the Vikings can expose. Secondly, the Saints have a really good defense, but they ranked 15th against the pass in the regular season, and they gave up about 350 yards through the air to Cam Newton at home. Maybe Case Keenum and our receivers can take advantage of that. The next question comes from Andrew. If our defense can get enough stops, do you trust our offense to take advantage? Yes, I do. This is no longer a Vikings team that is carried only by its defense. The offense has been chipping in as well. The Vikings averaging 24 points per game during the regular season. They have been good in critical areas. Third down, third in the NFL. Red zone, ninth in the NFL. Very good on the goal line with Latavius Murray plunging in for touchdowns almost every single week. Case Keenum at home, 100.1 passer rating, only two interceptions, and completing almost 70% of his passes. So yes, I do trust this offense at home in the playoffs. The next question comes from Zach in LA. With the Saints coming to town, what are some of your favorite matchups? Oh, there are plenty in this game. Lots of great individual players on both sides of the ball, on both teams in this matchup. How about Xavier Rhodes on Mike Thomas? Remember, Xavier has had a great season guarding elite wide receivers, and it started against Thomas in week one. Anthony Barr has been doing a great job of tracking dual threat running backs this season, and now he gets Alvin Kamara in the divisional round of the playoffs. The Saints also have a good corner, Marshawn Lattimore, a rookie. Who's he going to guard, Diggs or Thielen or both? Can't wait to see how that unfolds. And lastly, for the Saints defensive line, Cam Jordan, the son of former Vikings tight end Steve Jordan. Man, he's having a great season. He's going to be matched up against our right tackle, whether it's Remmers or Rashad Hill. That's going to be a good matchup to watch too. The final question comes from Johnny. There looks like a few postseason jitters from teams this wildcard weekend. How can we guard against nerves next Sunday? Well, I think nerves in the playoffs, probably pretty natural, so that's okay. But the one way to guard against that is to be prepared. And that's where the Vikings are in great shape with their leader, Mike Zimmer. Coach Zimmer has been to the mountaintop before. He's won a Super Bowl with the Dallas Cowboys, went to the playoffs on the regular with the Cincinnati Bengals, and now he's got us in the playoffs for the second time in 4 years. Don't worry, everyone. Nerves will not be a factor. Coach Zimmer has got this. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. Thank you for watching. And remember, we will be back next week with another edition. So please continue to submit your questions in to the email address at the bottom of the screen. Until then, stay tuned to Vikings.com because we will have wall-to-wall coverage of divisional round playoff week right here at Vikings.com. Please stay tuned. And remember, it's time to bring it home.